It wasn't even my idea to fuck tonight. I was planning on having an early dinner, then spending the evening reading my book, but my husband came home in one of those states. And, you know, being in a relationship is about giving and taking. I just had on a t-shirt and some leggings. I was already comfortable and ready to relax. And I was standing at the stove stirring the dinner, and he came up behind me just a second after the front door closed and started kissing my neck, which he knows I love, and putting his hand so gently on my hip. He pressed his erection into my ass and just whispered, "I'm going to the bedroom. Want to come?" And I was all, "But dinner?" He reached out and turned off the heat. "It'll be here when we're done. I've been thinking about you all day, and I'm crazy right now. Let me show you." So he took my hand and led me down the hallway by the hand, and even though I wasn't dying for it here, I was starting to feel the flush of his desire. He had that little smirk in the corner of his mouth. And I thought about closing the blinds. I mean, our bedroom looks out into our backyard, which is completely private, but who the fuck is going to look in the blinds? And besides, he didn't even give me a moment, now that I'm thinking about it. His hands were all over me as soon as we got into the bedroom door. He kissed me, his hand on the small of my back, and pulled me into him. And then he pulled his shirt off, and I felt his big, thick chest. He was smiling as he kissed me, biting my lip a bit, just being really playful. He lifted my shirt off and then cupped one of my breasts, gathering it and taking the nipple very gently between his fingers, like he knows I like. I mean, he was working it, hitting all my triggers. I moaned a bit, and then he kissed me again. And then with a quick yank, he pulled my leggings and panties down past my butt. I worked them off, so I was standing before him, naked. "You are so sexy," he said to me. "Look, he's so good to me. That's why I don't mind going along when he wants it, even if I wasn't totally into it tonight. He's a good man. I like pleasing him." He'd kicked off his shoes and unzipped his pants, and boing, there he was. His cock is beautiful. I mean, it's really nice. I swear, I fell in love with his cock before I fell in love with him. It is so smooth and hard and nicely shaped, with big veins and a fat purple head that weeps salty pre-cum when he gets excited. And, oh yes, he was very, very hard right now. "Please, baby," he said. I looked up at him and then got on my knees, holding his eyes. I smiled and came up under his cock so that it covered my face. I know how much he liked to see that, my big eyes on either side. I licked his big, warm balls and ran my tongue up the whole length of his shaft. I licked the tip and then stopped, my mouth open by the head, and made sure he was looking down at me. "What slut at work got you so worked up?" I asked. He answered by putting a hand gently on the back of my head and guiding his cock into my mouth. Oh, I love sucking his cock. It's so hot, so tasty, so masculine. He's not like one of those porn star face fuckers. He just has control and poise. He just slowly fucks my mouth while I suck and look up at him and hold his balls. After a few minutes of this, I moan and suck and make a good show of it. He points at the bed, and I climb up on my knees. That's how he enters me first. He checks to make sure I'm ready, enters me with a finger. I love it when you're wet for me, he says. And then I feel his big cock splitting my pussy apart. Oh, I think that part is my favorite. You know how when your body is expecting a beer and that first taste brings all those memories and it is just perfect? That's what his cock is like when he enters me. He's big enough, or I'm tight enough, that it takes him a minute to work it in, but when he is all the way in, he starts fucking me with earnest. I mean, seriously, some slut at work must have been fucking with his head, because he's got something he's trying to work out on me tonight. I almost think he's going to come right away. He's working so hard. His hands holding my hips, his flesh slapping against mine with each thrust. That disgusting, incredibly sexy squelching of my wet pussy as it parts and accepts all of him into me again and again. Oh, I love sex. I love being fucked. And I love it when I feel a man just let loose on me like this. I know that if this were a porn thing, I'd tell you all about how I came all over him, but I rarely have an orgasm when he's fucking me from behind. I mean, I love it, and it feels good, but that's just not how my body's wired, really. So he has a good run at me for a long time, like 10 minutes or so, and I feel the sweat dripping from his chest onto my back. And after one little sprint where he does it as hard as his little heart can handle, he just kind of collapses on top of me and I collapse onto the bed. He's panting, breathing hard, catching up. He falls off next to me onto his back and lays there, his cock still hard, but tired from all his effort. You know, all couples have their routine, and this is ours. He gets all porn starry, fucking me from behind, and then he flips onto his back, and I ride him. He gets to look up at me and see my tits and feel my skin over him while I pump him, and I can rub my clit against his shaft in this position, so it works for me. I mean, not that it's political, but it's kind of like he was all masculine and then I get on top and he gives into my feminine energy and I just use my totally amazing pussy to coax him into an orgasm. So I hop on top and reach back and guide his big dick inside. Now that I'm stretched for him, it goes in pretty easy and I start grinding against him. He grabs my hip again and my waist, and I grab a pillow and put it behind his head so he can bury his head in my tits, which is where I know he wants to be. And that's when I look up and I see you. You're at the window, standing in the light from the room, so I can see it's you. And your pants are parted. And in your fist, I see one of the biggest cocks I've ever seen. I look up in alarm to your eyes, and they're wide with fear of getting caught. And wide with the lust of this unforbidden thing that you're doing. And the memories hit me of when you moved in next door a few years ago. And how I knew you had a thing for me right away. How you'd come to the fence to talk while I was sunning myself or in the pool in my bathing suit. How you'd make sure that when you had a little slag over, you'd be at the door getting rid of her when I was leaving my place in the morning. And of course, then a few of my panties went missing from the drying line, and I totally knew it was you, but I couldn't say for sure because I never caught you. The thing is, you're fucking hot. I knew you wanted me, and it made me wet. When I take baths and use that shower attachment to get myself off, it always starts with the idea of you jerking off into my little panties with that big cock. I'd never seen it before that moment, but I could guess from seeing you in bathing suits. With those little pink satin numbers wrapped around the base of your cock as you stroke. And all of that just comes back to me as our eyes lock, and I have to make a choice. Because if my husband found out, he'd fucking pummel you. He's like that, you know. He's very protective. Because even though you want me, I've never seen you as creepy. I just see you as captured, obsessed, totally into me. So I pull my husband's face into my tits and I go back to riding him. I look at you, your face, your cock, then your face back and forth as you stroke. And I let myself be heard. I moan right as he sucks on my nipple in the perfect way, and my clit grinds into his shaft. And before long, I'm humping him like an animal, putting on a show for you, wanting you to remember this moment for the rest of your life. Wanting you to think about me when you're fucking one of those club girls. Wanting you to think about it when you're jerking off at night, when you can't sleep because you can't stop thinking about me. I want you to want only me. I want you to want me so bad it hurts. I want that glass between us to be the most painful thing in your life. And I'm slamming my cunt into him so hard, I'm bouncing the fucking bed. It's so hot and sticky and wet in here. A slapping, sweaty swamp of sex smells and pheromones. And your hand goes flat against the glass as I see your orgasm approaching. My husband turns his head aside to focus on his own orgasm, and I straighten my back to give you a view of my breasts as they're jiggling and bouncing as I ride his big cock and imagine it was yours. And then we all explode. My husband first, he jams his hips upward, deep into me, and I grasp him with my muscles and I feel his pulsating shaft blow spurt after spurt of his scalding semen deep inside me. It triggers my own orgasm as I'm grinding and pushing into him, pressing him deep into the mattress, grinding and sweating like a whore in a steam bath, just letting go as my body quakes with the intensity of the cum. And I scream out, something I almost never do, a huge release of a moan and cry and its desire and release and just fucking all of it coming out all at once, all of it coming out of my mouth and just calling out my very sexual being to the universe. And then your huge cock pulses and you pull back tight to expose as much of it as possible. The first spurt hits the glass with such force that I swear it just bounces back at you. And you keep going, painting the window with stream and stream of cum. More than I've ever seen. 4 or 5 healthy, huge spurts dripping down the window, coating it. Something so nasty and dirty and fucked up that I swear I have a second orgasm in the middle of my first one. I collapse on my husband, just shaking and vibrating. My body run with that electric charge that releases all control. He wraps his arms around me and holds me while I shake and drool and basically lose all my humanity to this animal interior. And when I look up, I see you backing away from the window slowly. When my breathing is more normal, he kisses me, and I kiss him back, giving him a long, deep, sensual kiss. "Thanks," he says. "I love you." "I love you too," I say. And I put my hand on his cheek and look deeply into his eyes to make sure that post-coital connection is strong and we feel each other. He swats my ass and I roll off of him. "Want to watch a couple episodes of Mr. Robot?" he says. Sure, I say. Not sure I could pay attention to a book right now anyway. He goes to shower and I go over to that big stain on my window. And I put my finger against it on my side of the glass. And I wonder how long it's going to take for you to make it happen between us. How long until you make it so we're alone? How long until you make it so that we won't be disrupt and then you will claim what you've been biding your time and wanting for so long? Because now, the die is cast. That moment I didn't cry out when I saw you, that meant I was going to fuck you. And we both knew it. And now, it's only a matter of time.